yesterday's attacks on another.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
Early September, U.S. President Donald Trump announced he was ending DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, a scheme protecting thousands of undocumented immigrants who entered the U.S. as minors.
This morning, faced with the very real possibility of a potential immediate shutdown of the entire DACA program by a federal court, President Trump took the responsible and constitutional step of announcing that the administration will be phasing out the program over the next 2 years.
DACA has helped nearly 800,000 young people, referred to as dreamers, get legal status, work permits, and driving licenses. Now Congress has 6 months to come to a political solution before it ends officially. But the body has been unable to pass any major legislation since Trump took office in January. Many DACA beneficiaries say they worry they may be forced to take lower-wage jobs and will be unable to pay for college or assist their families financially. While the move had been expected for weeks, Trump's announcement drew harsh condemnation from many across the country.
I'm not surprised, unfortunately, but I do feel very upset. I do feel hurt that this government doesn't support our dignity as immigrants.
Trump did to end this program, this attack on this program. We knew that it could happen because he is proven to be on the white supremacy side. Trump didn't feel like he had the guts to tell it to our faces. He sent Jeff Sessions to do that. Right? He put a ticking bomb on us and say, 6 months you need to figure it out, and you need to help people to figure it out.
Barack Obama, the former U.S. president who created DACA in 2012, called Trump's action cruel and a political decision. In a statement on Facebook, he said, "This is about whether we are a people who kick hopeful young strivers out of America, or whether we treat them the way we'd want our own kids to be treated. It's about who we are as a people and who we want to be."
Me and my sister were trying to clean and do everything. And then I saw on the news about DACA. I was like, what right now? I don't need that. American. And it's hard when you feel American. They say, okay, now you have to go back.
Trump promised an immigration crackdown as soon as he stood for election, accusing Mexico of sending drugs, crime, and rapists into America.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're not sending you. They're not sending you. They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people. But I speak to border guards, and they tell us what we're getting.
The crackdown has come in various forms, starting with the ban on travel from several Muslim countries. Trump has firmly promised to triple the number of immigration and customs enforcement officers, expand the border patrol, withhold federal funding to sanctuary cities, and, of course, build a wall across the U.S.-Mexico border. Statistics show in the first half of 2017, arrests of undocumented immigrants rose nearly 40% above arrests made in the first half of 2016. And now, after months of reassuring dreamers, Trump finally canceled the program, calling it unconstitutional and blaming it for delaying jobs to hundreds of thousands of Americans.
Thank you. Well, I have a great heart for the folks we're talking about, a great love for them. And people think in terms of children, but they're really young adults. I have a love for these people, and hopefully now Congress will be able to help them and do it properly. And I can tell you, in speaking to members of Congress, they want to be able to do something and do it right.
And really, we have no choice. We have to be able to do something. And I think it's going to work out very well. And long term, it's going to be the right solution.
Clear that he does not love or love the Dreamers, even though he said it, I love Dreamers, and that any legislation, any opportunity that he has to criminalize our community, he's going to do it. He started with the Dreamers, and we know that next it might happen with the TPS holders and with the undocumented community.
That's why the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has issued a statement saying ending DACA is contrary to fundamental American principles and the best interests of our country. There is no doubt that in terms of immediate human suffering, canceling DACA is one of the worst single decisions Trump has made. In a recent survey, 91% of Dreamers were employed, and 45% were enrolled in classes, and many have no memory of the countries in which they were born. But in less than 6 months, they will begin losing their work permits, their places in college, their businesses, and their legal right to be in the country. According to the New York Times, as late as 1 hour before the decision was to be announced, administration officials privately expressed concern that Mr. Trump might not fully grasp the details of the steps he was about to take, and when he discovered their impact, would change his mind. A new Politico Morning Consult poll reveals the majority of Americans think Dreamers should be allowed to stay and become citizens. Meanwhile, 16 Democratic state attorneys general have already filed suit in federal court in Brooklyn, alleging that the cancellation of DACA was driven not by the reasons given, but by racial animus. As recent polls show Trump's approval rating slipping to the lowest point of his young presidency, many experts believe by keeping his anti-immigration promises, as well as other populist promises, Donald Trump is trying to maintain his base.
We know that consistent with their anti-immigrant animus from the first day he took office, the Trump administration has now decided that instead of supporting these young people who are a complete success story, they've chosen to attack them. Well, we are not going to allow our Dreamers to be vilified and scapegoated.
Yes, Mexico.
It seems that he is more concerned about his re-election results in key constituencies, and especially among white supremacists, and not the many lives that are to be falling apart.
And we urge Congress to come together on an immigration reform package that takes care of this. The lives of these wonderful individuals are too important to be part of some political game.
It's unfortunate that President Donald Trump chose to turn his back on Eva Androsa and the 800,000 plus Dreamers who came forward, paid a fee, went through background checks, now pay taxes, have gone through college, or are in college, have started businesses, have purchased homes, are employing Americans. He turned his back. Donald Trump turned his back on all of these folks.
William Finnegan of The New Yorker goes even further. It's even electoral. For some conservatives, one of the undesirable things about Dreamers is the suspicion that if they become citizens, they will vote Democrat. Deporting Dreamers will not improve the economy in any way. A study earlier this year by the Center for American Progress estimated that the loss of all DACA workers would reduce U.S. gross domestic product by $433 billion over the next 10 years.
Rescinding DACA, according to some experts, could cost New York over $38 billion over the next decade. This is a catastrophic decision, and it's about much more than the economy, and it's really about more than the Dreamers. It is about all of us and what we stand for as Americans. Dreamers are our co-workers. They are in school with our children. They are vital to the fabric of our state. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to get this message out loud and clear. They are not the enemy. They represent the best of America.
But the question of the treatment of dreamers in the end is a moral one. What kind of society is America? How does it treat the strangers at the door? Though dreamers aren't strangers, an indispensable part of society.